Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we saw LeBron and the Cavs get crushed by the Celtics tonight. Game one, Western Conference Finals. And this report came out from the... By the way, who are you rooting for in the West Finals? And who has more pressure on them? Which team? I'm rooting for the Warriors, and I think the Warriors have more pressure.
Dub
to answer it as you think?
Yeah, Dub, answer that one.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Rockets, but I do think the Warriors still have more pressure on them because if they lose here, that's a really bad loss for them.
Why are you rooting for the Rockets? Just for something new?
It's for something new. And I'm legitimately excited by James Harden's style of play. I know a lot of people are not fans of, you know, the extra fouls that he gets or the flopping that he does, but it's just a part of today's game. But I mean, his step back is incredible. He's got great hands, and I've always been a Chris Paul fan as well. Always been a Chris Paul fan, so I would like to see him have some legitimate accomplishments as well. And you know, as good of a 3-point shooting team as the Warriors are, the Rockets might be better. And in those two series, as we pointed out in the top seven, 224 attempts in three games from those two teams. The Rockets had more, and the Rockets will have more in this series, I think.
And you're picking?
I'm picking the Warriors to win. I think they have more pressure. I would rather see the Rockets win.
I'm picking the Warriors to win. I don't care who wins.
You hate the Warriors.
But I will lean Rockets. I do hate the Warriors. I hate Houston, though. I can't stand them. I hate Chris Paul. I will lean that I'm rooting for the Rockets. And the Rockets 1,000% have more pressure on them for this reason. James Harden and Chris Paul have no legacy in the NBA. They've got none.
What do you mean?
Well, Chris Paul's legacy is that he's a failure, and James Harden's legacy is that he's a one-trick pony who all he does is score.
Led the league in assists.
Yep, but he's not a player that can take you to the next level. Going to play defense.
Okay.
So
neither is Dirk.
Chris Paul. I think we'd all agree that Chris Paul and James Harden legacy exponentially raises by winning an NBA championship. Far more than anything that could happen with Golden State winning a third.
Right.
So that's why I will say that they have more pressure on them.
Okay, what's your problem with Chris Paul and Harden?
I don't really have a problem with Harden. All right, my problem is with Chris Paul.
What's your problem
with it? He's not a guy. He's not the guy. He's not...
Great point guard.
He's a great point guard. He's not an all-time top 3 or 4 point guard.
Okay.
All right.
Chris Paul or Tony Parker?
Oh, Tony Parker.
Okay, I'm going Chris Paul without hesitation.
Chris Paul, Chris Paul is a more talented player. Yes.
Okay. But what about Chris Paul's assists? Like, this guy is the definition of making your teammates better. He's an amazing passer.
He is an amazing passer.
And he can also score. And his defense and numbers have been there, too.
It has been.
Okay.
But you mean to tell me that you couldn't get out of the second round with that Clipper team? Or, I mean, they were pretty decent with New Orleans. They were the 2 seed.
Okay.
Couldn't get out of the second round?
Mm-hmm.
He's faltered. How about that? In a sport where the guy dominates and where there are never upsets, and this guy...
The Clippers haven't fallen victim, I don't think, to, you know, all-time upsets. It's not like the Mavs against the Warriors.
It was not the... You're right. It was not the Mavs against the Warriors, but you mean to tell me that the team with more talent wins in the NBA playoffs?
Do you think Chris Paul, in the same sentence as Steve Nash, is a joke?
Oh yeah, like him. I don't think Steve Nash is a joke.
No. You think Chris Paul being put in the same sentence as Nash is a joke?
Oh, Steve Nash is light years better than Chris Paul.
Okay, Chris Paul.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
I'm wrong.
I think it's fair.
Okay.
I think
light years.
A discussion is fair. I think it's fair.
Two-time MVP is.
Definitely fair. Never played a lick of defense.
Yeah.
Never could. You want to talk about defending. Chris Paul's won
yes.
the defensive player of the year before. Yes. And
even a greater defensive disparity.
Steve Nash was a liability.
Than KG to Dirk, probably.
Horrible disparity.
That's fine.
What about Iverson, Chris Paul?
Oh, I mean, Iverson without a doubt.
Okay. Chris Paul, Damian Lillard.
Oh, Chris Paul.
Okay. Chris Paul, John Wall.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's a tough one.
Chris Paul, Steph.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph.
Steph.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to test it because that's two hated guys
for
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's not lose our minds here.
Okay. I just think that you are totally disrespectful.
In any other sport, Chris Paul's not going to the Hall of Fame because of his postseason. In any other sport. Now, that's not right. That's not fair because in other sports, one player doesn't just dictate that. But in any other sport, he's not going.
Okay. He's 18-10 throughout his career with over two steals a game. Shooting 47%.
Again, he puts up good numbers. I'm not disputing that.
Okay.
But in the one sport where the superstar dictates
he was never
advancement.
The Blake Griffin was a superstar. In my opinion, the Clippers, I put more of that on Blake Griffin.
That's fair. Blake's not a player. Blake doesn't have a game that suits for the postseason because he's a transition guy.
All right. So we're gonna leave this now.
Okay.
I'm rooting for the Warriors. I'm picking the Warriors. I'm not rooting for the Warriors like crazy, diehard. I want the Warriors and the Cavs. But I'll take the Cavs and the Rockets. I just don't want the Celtics in there to be bored by no names.
I agree. I'm with you on that one. I'm rooting, like I said, I'm rooting for the Rockets, barely.
Okay.
I think the Warriors win, though.
All right, report from the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm rooting for this, too. The Sixers plan to go after LeBron, Paul George, and maybe even Kawhi Leonard. Here's the report. The Sixers can't publicly say so until July 1st, but it doesn't take an engineering degree to realize they're prepared to do whatever it takes to sign LeBron. Paul George is another free agent the Sixers have interest in. According to folks around the league, he would be a great fit because of his ability to shoot the ball and defend. Don't be surprised if they also try to acquire Kawhi Leonard in a trade. Sources have said Philly has expressed interest in the two-time All-Star while he is eligible for a five-year, $219 million Supermax extension with the Spurs this summer. We all know the drama, the quad injury. He played in only 9 games. All right. Do we all agree that the perfect fit for LeBron James is the Philadelphia 76ers? We all agree that this makes way too much sense, correct?
As currently constructed, yes.
Okay, Choppy?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
All right, so I buy that. Them getting swept or nearly swept only, you know, makes the case that LeBron should go there even more. So I would love to see this take place. Keep him in the East. Have that squad match up against one of the superpowers in the West, and there we go. Create another super team.
It'd be interesting.
And I think it's good enough to protect LeBron's legacy, because I know these shots are going to be coming because of still how developed Ben Simmons needs to get. They're young enough and they're raw enough to where I think the cherry picking can be watered down and taken out of it.
Oh,
it's not like he's going to Houston. It's much better than going to the Rockets, which is another rumor, and going with Chris and James versus Embiid and Simmons. And I don't even think it's a comparison. I don't even think it's close.
No, it's not close, but there's more talent in Philadelphia.
I don't know about that.
Because you got multiple positions. Now,
the Rockets have a better team than the Sixers.
If he goes to Houston, You essentially have three guys playing the same position.
No, but what I'm saying is the cherry pick. Well, Chris will be your true two, and I agree with you. LeBron needs the ball in his hands, and then James will be the two, and LeBron can be the three. So, like, whether they all need the ball, yes, but they're definitely three different positions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there are three guys who need the ball.
Yeah,
which essentially makes.
But that's
them,
not my like, point. Yeah. My point is for the legacy picking apart with going to an already made team. The original Miami discussion. Going to Philly, I can give you a much bigger pass than going to the Rockets.
You guys disagree? I don't know. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, everyone in this room was picking Philadelphia to go to the NBA Finals.
No, yes. Perhaps bigger pass, but I think his legacy is bettered by him going. Like, do you think it's bettered by him going to the Rockets? I think it does, because then he gets that.
It's better going to Philly.
Yeah, you can't go to the Rockets.
Because the biggest criticism of LeBron James, what? He gets the easy East every single year, and he goes to the potentially the second best team in the East. There's no one else that can touch them other than the Boston Celtics. Instead, he goes to the West while still on a very good team in the Rockets, but I bet they might still be underdogs against the Golden State Warriors, and people would give him that, oh, well, he went through the West one time to get a championship. I think that would matter to people.
No, you can't go. We would mock him like we mocked KD for going to the Warriors. I don't consider...
If he goes where?
To Houston.
Not as bad, but worse than Philly, I'm telling you.
Kevin Durant, to me, is not a champion. He's not an NBA champion.
I agree.
Nobody thinks he's an NBA champion.
I agree.
He's a guy who cherry-picked off a 73-win team. If LeBron James goes to the Rockets, he doesn't become more of a champion. He becomes a mockery, a laughingstock. You want to know where he goes? And there's two places he can go and win, and it vaults his legacy. Lakers, Knicks. Two teams going nowhere with disasters. Lonzo Ball, disaster. LaVar Ball, disaster. The Knicks, disaster for the last 50 years. Or staying Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, those are his options.
Yeah. What is this audio about LeBron not being the general manager?
This is from Brian Windhorst. Now, this is on the Waj Pod.
Now, this is Brian Windhorst to LeBron is like Mike Fisher to Dez. So, I trust it. Whatever he says about LeBron... I take as fact.
Right. So here is a Brian Windhorst exclusive, if you were going to call it that, and he's saying, look, LeBron, he's got kind of his own way about him. When the season ends, he's not going to be sitting there discussing, and he doesn't. This is not his MO. He does not discuss draft picks, offseason. He's not a GM.
Unless LeBron breaks from his past, when the season ends... There's not going to be an exit interview. He's just going to leave. There will be no conversations with LeBron James. Unless LeBron changes his modus operandi, he will go dark. And so ideally, if you had a player who was much more invested in the team, which, by the way, this is one of the things about when people say LeBron's the GM. You know, yes, there are times when LeBron exerts pressure on the Cavs franchise and tries to force them or leverage them into doing things. But at the same time, he runs away from that at times because he doesn't want to take ownership of decisions because he wants to be able to have the freedom to blame the organization and or leave the organization.
Okay.
Shots fired from Windhorst, right?
Well,
he never does that. He never steps.
He's being LeBron's message boy is what he's doing. LeBron James is responsible for the poisonous, toxic contract of Tristan Thompson. He's responsible for it, period. J.R. Smith, the chucker, who could shoot you out of a playoff series, not just a game. LeBron. Mike Brown, and who's coaching? LeBron.
Shabazz Napier.
Now what Windhorst is saying about LeBron not being a great teammate as soon as the season ends and going dark and not communicating, yeah, that's true. According to everything you read.
Right.
But don't act like LeBron James has not been pushing buttons on who to pay and who's going to play and everything else, as I think he should. When you have that... Look, let me rephrase that. Should he? Probably not. If you run the Cleveland Cavaliers and own them, you have to ask him about everything to keep him there because of his value on the court and of the franchise. Yes. LeBron James is not a great general manager, it looks like. He's proven that. Neither has Michael Jordan.
Oh, no, terrible. Adam Morrison.
Magic Johnson was not. He's better in baseball than basketball. But you still have to ask the big dog. You still have to check. Unless you're Pat Riley and you want to be, you know, Mr. Powerful and look what you got right now in Miami. Unless you're Jerry West, I bet Jerry West would also ask the big dogs as well. So there it is, around the NBA. Boston up 1-0 on Cleveland, and game one, Western Conference Finals. Who are you picking in the West, and who are you rooting for? That is tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.